From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Twin explosions take almost two dozen lives in Kabul. Twin Taliban blasts struck near the Afghan parliament in Kabul Tuesday, killing at least 22 people and wounding 45 others in the rush hour attack that shattered a relative lull in violence in the capital. Taliban insurgents immediately claimed responsibility for the bombings, which struck as employees were exiting the parliament complex. Reports from one survivor say the first explosion happened outside the parliament. A number of innocent workers were killed and wounded. It was caused by a suicide bomber on foot. The second one was a car bomb. It was parked on the other side of the road and flung me back when it detonated. Taliban are pressing ahead with nationwide attacks despite the onset of winter when fighting usually ebbs. United Nations reports increasing numbers of civilians fleeing the Islamic State-controlled city of Mosul.
Latest figures show more than 135,000 people have fled Mosul since the Iraqi military offensive to retake the city from Islamic State militants began on October 17th. The United Nations reports 4,000 were displaced on January 2nd, one of the largest movements of people in a single day since the conflict began. Jens Lajerke is the spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. He says aid agencies have no access to IS-controlled areas, increasing humanitarian concerns for the civilians remaining there. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
You can follow the latest on this story and all of our stories by just tuning in and surfing to voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate is beginning to what could be the first major battle for President-elect Donald Trump, a rigorous and contentious confirmation process for his cabinet nominees and other top administration picks. Hearings for nine Trump nominees will be held this week, starting today with Republican Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama, tapped to be the next attorney general, the country's top law enforcement official. Sessions is now facing tough questions from Democrats about his relations with blacks and his past efforts fighting immigration reform. 30 years ago, the Senate rejected his nomination to be a federal judge because of allegations that he had made racially insensitive remarks, a charge that Sessions denied. Trump on Monday called the 70-year-old Sessions a high-quality man, but one Democrat, Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey, said he would testify against Sessions. The first time in Senate history a sitting senator has testified against a Senate colleague nominated for a cabinet position. U.S. President Barack Obama will deliver what the White House describes as a forward-looking farewell address tonight to the American people. White House senior advisor Valerie Jarrett told reporters Monday that the speech will recap Obama's accomplishments over the past 8 years in office. It also is intended to motivate people, she said, to want to get involved and fight for their democracy. The inauguration for President-elect Donald Trump will be held January 20th, at which time he officially becomes the 45th president of the United States. Aides say President Obama is heavily involved in writing his farewell speech, and he may continue to refine it up to moments before he takes the stage. Obama's trip to Chicago is scheduled to be his last one outside Washington as president and the final time he will fly on Air Force One. A Gambian court has postponed a decision on the disputed presidential election until next week. The delay of the ruling party's case until Monday sets up a collision course with the opposition, which still plans the inauguration of President-elect Adama Barrow on January 19th. Thousands of members of longtime President Yahya Jammeh's party descended near the courthouse Tuesday, chanting, singing, and dancing. Jammeh's party wants the results of the December 1st election thrown out because of alleged irregularities. However, the Gambian court says neither Barrow nor the Independent Electoral Commission had been served with a petition. The court also currently does not have enough judges to hear the case. Barrow maintains he'll become Gambia's rightful president next week. Remember that you can hear President Obama's farewell address on many VOA platforms beginning at 0200 UTC.
That's the latest world news from VOA.